Hello dear students, I know you had lot of fun in Christmas vacation and even you had New Year celebration with your friends and family members. Now it's time to back to virtual classes. Today we are going to have new chapter past tense. At the end of this session, you will be able to define past tense. You will be able to understand regular and irregular verbs and you will be able to use the past tense correctly in sentences. Now let us see. Past tense. The past tense refers to events that have happened in the past. The past tense describes something that happened in the past. We can form the past tense by adding D, ed or ied suffix at the end of main verb. So let us have some example. Arrive, verb, cried. So arrive is a present form of the verb and if you add d to this, it will be past form of the verb. So arrive, arrived. Verb, work is a present form of the verb and if you add ed to this, it will be past form of the verb, worked. Cry is a present form of verb and cried is a past form of the verb. When the verb ends with a consonant, vowel, consonant, that is CVC. At that time, you have to double the last consonant and add ED to the main verb. And such verbs are called regular verbs. Because we form their past tense by adding D, ED or IED at the end. So such verbs are called as regular verbs. They follow the typical pattern by adding D, ED or IED suffix at the end. But some verbs do not follow the typical pattern. Such verbs are called as irregular verbs. Means the verbs which are not following a same pattern, means which verbs doesn't accept D, ED or IED, such verbs are called as irregular verbs. For example, make, make is a present form of the verb and made, made is a past form of the verb. Eat is a present form of the verb and ate is a past form of the verb. Write is a present form of the verb and wrote is the past form of the verb. These verbs are not accepting D, ED or IED at the end, but they interchange the vowels. So such verbs are called as irregular verbs. Now let us move to the next point, that is the past continuous tense. So the past continuous tense describes an action that happened continuously in the past. The past continuous tense uses the following form. Subject plus helping verb was, were plus main verb plus ing. So we can use this formula to form past continuous tense. I repeat, subject plus was or were plus verb plus ing. So was or were used as a helping verb along with the main verb. So let us have some examples. First one is, she was dancing yesterday. So in this sentence, she is a subject, was is a helping verb, dancing is a main verb. So if the subject is singular, then you have to use was helping verb. If the subject is plural, then you have to use were helping verb in the past continuous tense. So she was dancing yesterday. She is a singular subject, so along with she was helping verb. Now let us see the next example. They were eating delicious halwa. So in this sentence, they is a plural subject. So along with plural subject, we have to use were helping verb. So they were eating delicious halwa. So here in this sentence, they is a plural subject. So along with plural subject, were helping verb, then main verb. Okay, now let us see another example. Rohan was watching a movie last night. So in this sentence, Rohan is also singular subject. And along with singular subject, was helping verb. So Rohan was watching a movie last night. So here was is a helping verb and watching is a verb. So dear students, I hope you understood regular verbs, irregular verbs and the past continuous tense. Thank you.